Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Do you know what I use to record these podcasts? It's Anchor by Spotify. It's the easiest way to make a podcast with everything you need all in one place. Let me explain. Anchor has tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or a computer. It's all really, really easy. It's all really intuitive. When hosting on Anchor, you can distribute your podcast on listening platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more. It's everything you need to make a podcast.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Inside Indiana Sports Now with Kent Sterling. It's Tuesday, June 29th, 2021. We're brought to you by the great people at Today's Dentistry. I made the call for the first time 28 years ago to become a patient at Today's Dentistry and of Dr. Mike O'Neill. I've never gone to another dentist or another dental office. Give him a call, 317-849-2933. Punch subscribe, hit like, ring the bell. Let's talk about sports. The Indianapolis Colts today released their training camp schedule. The first public practice is going to be a month from tomorrow, July 28th, up in Westfield at Grand Park. It's a wonderful facility, a great place to watch practice. There are a couple of things to know, some COVID protocols that are really important and are going to affect your enjoyment of that experience a little bit. The first one is maybe the most onerous, but the most necessary. No contact with players for fans. That means no autographs. Fans are going to be kept 20 feet at a minimum, 20 feet away from players. So, you got that. There will be no COVID-related restriction to attendance. That's a good thing. You got to have a ticket. The tickets are free, but you got to have a ticket. So, you go online at Colts.com and get yourself a ticket. Masks, they're optional. But there's going to be an area where masks are mandated. If there are people, and there are people, who are more comfortable wearing masks and then being around those who are also wearing masks, there's going to be an area for those people, which I think is really wise of the Indianapolis Colts. Joint practices with the Carolina Panthers, those will be held on August 12th and August 13th if you want to see people hit each other not wearing the same helmet. All right, let's talk about the Pacers for a minute. Kevin Pritchard gets a lot of crap. I get a lot of comments that are negative about Kevin Pritchard, and then there are comments that are negative about me because people infer that I'm a Kevin Pritchard supporter, which I am, so they're being accurate. But let's talk about this team that last year was 34-38, led by Nate Bjorkgren. Okay, the guy wasn't ready to be a head coach. Kevin Pritchard didn't realize that on the front end. There were a lot of challenges for a head coach this year that just don't exist during normal years, so it might have been wise to keep Nate McMillan around for another year. Kevin Pritchard didn't do that, so they replated, right? They blow out Bjorkgren, they hire Carlisle back. All right, that's a pretty good exchange. That's all right, moving in the right direction there. Why were they 34-38? You have to look at injuries as a major component of that failure last year. Look, TJ Warren played in four of 72 games. That's 68 missed games. Miles Turner played in 47 of 72. That's 25 missed games. Victor Oladipo and Caris LeVert, who were swapped for one another, they combined to miss 28 games. They played in 44 of 72 games. Malcolm Brogdon played in 56 of 72 games, so he missed 16. And Domas Sabonis missed 10, playing in 62 of 72 games. That's 147. Missed games by the starters alone. The average number of starters lost per game because there were 72 games, more than two. That's a lot. That's 40% of your starting lineup on average that missed every single game. That's incredible to wind up where they were at 34 and 38. You know what? Kind of hats off to them, for goodness sake. What can we expect next year? Well, you better be able to expect better health, right? If you don't have better health, everything else is moot. Plus, you're going to have the 13th overall pick, right? Is that going to be a project? Is that going to be a guy who can compete right now for minutes in the rotation? We're going to find out. That decision's got to be made by Kevin Pritchard and his staff. What's he done in previous drafts? In 2017, he took T.J. Leaf and Ike Anabogu. T.J. Leaf, a disaster, but not nearly the disaster that some of the earlier picks were. Look, you know, we've done this with Ryan Grigson, right? Ryan Grigson, we absolutely annihilate for taking Bjorn Werner in the first round, right? Look at that draft. That draft stunk on ice. It wasn't taking Bjorn Werner that sucked for Ryan Grigson. That draft was terrible. There were very, very few good players to take at that level of the draft or beneath where they took Bjorn Werner. So they took T.J. Leaf. Yeah, they could have taken John Collins. Yep, could have done that. And it would have been wise to do that. The Hawks are winning now in large part because they've got John Collins. In 2018, Aaron Holiday and Alize Johnson. All right, Aaron Holiday, look at that draft. Not a lot of guys below Holiday doing a whole lot. I would have preferred they take Jalen Brunson. I told Nate McMillan the night of the draft, I'd rather you took Brunson. What do I know? But I was right, right? Although Aaron Holiday has not been the dog of the draft, of the guys taken in the 20s, he's been okay. There have been a lot of GMs that did a lot worse in that draft than taking Aaron Holiday in 2019. And Johnson, I don't know. Johnson's playing better not being on the Pacers. I saw him as a very, very limited guy who was going to go get a lot of rebounds and hustle, but had no ability to score whatsoever. In 19, they take Goga Bitadze. Bitadze was a high ceiling, low floor guy where you're getting more floor than ceiling to this point. That's the truth. Goga, I love him. I think he's got the potential to be an all-star in the NBA. We're going to find out. He's got a sweet shot. He can protect the rim. He's got to grow up a little bit, first and foremost, and he's got to figure out how to compete at a high level. The Pacers, a trade engineered by Pritchard the year before, they traded that 2020 first-round draft pick to the Bucks. The Bucks took R.J. Hampton. They turned that, they sent him elsewhere, I think to Denver, and then he was shipped from Denver to Orlando. Who knows what R.J. Hampton's going to be, but the Pacers know what they got in Malcolm Brogdon. And that is a really, really solid citizen. He wants to get fresh water to a lot of people in Africa, which is a laudable goal, a wonderful goal, good for him. I hope at some point he decides he really wants to compete hard at basketball, because at some point he could be a legit number three offensive weapon, right? He's a 50-40-90 guy. That's what he is. He's a guy who can knock down foul shots at the end of games. And if you can put him on the floor with LeVert or Warren and get a point guard out there who can distribute the ball and who can create for himself a little bit, you really got something, I think. I think that this team is one player away, and I think it's a point guard away from being very, very competitive in the Eastern Conference. Right now in the East, you've got the Bucks and the Hawks, right? Game four tonight, the Bucks can take a 4-1 lead or a 3-1 lead in this series. The Hawks, they could find a way back to 2-2. I think it's going to be the Bucks tonight. But I think the difference between the Pacers and the Hawks is a point guard. And you don't need a guy to be as dynamic as Trae Young, because those guys do not grow on trees. Anyway, you know, what's interesting in the drafts that Kevin Pritchard has overseen, which is 2017 forward, don't blame him for the LeVert trade, because he wasn't running the franchise when that happened, right? Not the LeVert for Oladipo trade, but the LeVert for Thad Young trade, which really wasn't altogether too bad. Or the drafts before that. Those were Larry Bird. He was the president of basketball operations. But of all, you combine all of the draft picks that Kevin Pritchard has made for the Indiana Pacers since he took over in 17, their value over replacement player is negative 0.4. That is not good. However, that doesn't take into account Malcolm Brogdon as a trade asset coming over from the Bucks? And where have the Pacers drafted? 17 was the highest level, and that was TJ Leaf, granted, a mistake. But other than that, you got guys like Bertāns was 18, Holiday was in the early 20s. That you're not going to get blue chip guys at that level. I think crapping on Kevin Pritchard is ill-advised, and I think it's poorly informed. Let's talk about the European Championship. We almost never talk about soccer, but a great game today, a little bit earlier. England beat Germany 2-0. Raheem Sterling, no relation, with a big goal in the 75th minute. And then Harry Kane kind of wrapped it up late in the game with the second goal, and England has gone off. England, if you look, like the fans in England went bonkers. With that second goal, you saw heavy guys, really heavy guys, one in particular, kind of throw himself into a crowd. People in England are absolutely bonkers, and they're having a great time tonight. It is nighttime now in England, dealing with the aftermath of that victory over Germany. Germany has ruined a lot of international competitions for England, but not today. England got over on Germany 2-0. Good for them. Hey, how about Jed Hoyer? If I'm Jed Hoyer, I'm going to sleep at night with visions, nightmares of Kyle Schwarber dancing in my head, because Kyle Schwarber, over the last 16 games that the Nationals have played since June 12th, beginning June 12th and running through last night, Kyle Schwarber has hit 15 home runs. 15 home runs in those 16 games. The Cubs, they ain't doing so well. Last night, they got beat 14-4. They gave up a 10 spot in the bottom of the eighth, and right now, there are a couple of losses. They've got a game tonight against Milwaukee, at Milwaukee, that game at 8-10, and then tomorrow, they got another game against Milwaukee. You lose both of those games, all of a sudden, you're like 6-7 games back, and you really look like sellers headed toward the trade deadline, and if that's the way it's going to be in Chicago, that's the way it's going to be, and you sell. You get rid of Chris Bryant, you get rid of Javi Baez, you get rid of Anthony Rizzo, and you get back parts that feed that farm system so desperate for talent. And if you can't do that, then you can't be the general manager or president of baseball for the Chicago Cubs. The Cubs should be about winning championships. And while it would be nice to keep Rizzo and Baez and Bryant and Contreras and all of these guys around forever and ever so they keep climbing up the, you know, the franchise history kind of standings in terms of runs scored and home runs and RBIs and all those statistics, you know what? It's about winning. And right now, the Cubs look like they don't even want to play baseball, much less play winning baseball. They don't look like they enjoy competing. And that's a problem. And then you look at a guy who left town, right, was told by the Cubs, we don't want you for $10 million. 1 year, $10 million. So he goes to Washington, Kyle Schwarber does, and he is killing the ball at a historic level. 15 home, he hit no home runs from June 1st to June 11th. He's hit 15 since in the last 17 days. That is unbelievable. Good for Kyle Schwarber, a graduate of Indiana University, a native of Cincinnati, somebody that the Cubs just didn't want anymore. So they went out and got Jock Peterson. What's Jock Peterson doing? Jock Peterson hadn't been bad, but he hadn't been like Kyle Schwarber, hitting 15 bombs in 16 games, for goodness sake. The Cubs, I think a loss tonight and all of a sudden Jed Hoyer is going to start thinking not about 2021, but about 2023 and 2024 and how he can build toward those years by saying goodbye to Chris Bryant, Anthony Rizzo, and Javi Baez. And what the hell is the matter with Javi Baez? Javi Baez looks like somehow he's had some kind of brain malfunction and has forgotten how to play baseball. The swinging at low and away sliders, I just don't understand. How he's been playing in the major leagues, played a little bit in 2015. So this is really kind of 6.5 years in, or 5.5 years in. And he doesn't know to lay off a low and away slider. I don't get it. Haven't seen that kind of stupid on the north shore of Chicago or north side of Chicago since Alfonso Soriano. And I just can't deal with it anymore. I want smart ball players playing with hustle. And you just don't get that as much out of Baez, Rizzo, and Bryant as you did. Remember play 90? Remember, like, run out every ground ball Those days are over with the Cubs. David Ross says, you know what? 162 games, it's a long time. It's a lot of games for these guys to play. We got to know when to hold them, know when to fold them, for goodness sake. You either play hard or you get the hell off the field, or you go play for somebody else. And I'm about ready for Chris Bryant, Javi Baez, and Anthony Rizzo to go play somewhere else. Breakfast with Kent, tomorrow morning, bright and early, 8 o'clock on YouTube Live, immediately thereafter on Facebook Live. I love talking about sports. And I love doing it with you, and I love the comments that I get from you and the dialogue that we have. It informs me, to tell you the truth. Talking about the Pacers draft and having you guys from Auburn tell me about the kid from there, the kid from Creighton, or the kid from Florida who are going to come in tomorrow for the pre-draft workout, that's interesting to me, to hear from Florida fans about Trey Mann. That's interesting to me. And I look forward to more talking with you tomorrow and for the rest of the day. I answer almost every comment. You know, I just love talking sports. It's what I enjoy, so it's what I do. There you go. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Can't wait.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.